"Hey, Katie, catch!" And someone threw a banana at me, and I was like, "Oh, no."
That's amazing. On the flight, creepy. On the flight to this show this year, 2 days ago, my wife and I, they booked us in different rows and we couldn't get a change, so now I'm sitting beside, so no big deal. Half the time you do like the quick little nod like, "We're both fucking stuck here, all right, bye." You know, and this woman just looks over and she goes, "Heading away, heading home." I was just like, I'm heading away. She's like, "Oh, business or pleasure?" I was like, business? "Oh, what kind of business?" I was just like, "I write comic books." She just goes, "I hear about those, but I don't know what they are." So we're like, "They're comics, like comic strips, like, you know, like Garfield or Calvin and Hobbes or something like that." And she just goes, "I don't read those either." "Well, they're like those, but books." She goes, "I thought they were like magazines." Like, I mean, they are, they're thin like magazines. "Why do they call them books then?" "I don't know." "Comic books, it's what I do." "So you write them?" I'm waiting for that. "Do you do the sound effects?" No, she doesn't ask me that. She just does like this. They make those and you write them. I'm like, "Yes, yeah." "So you're going for business?" "Yes." "Do you like doing that?" I'm like, "I do, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it, it's great. People seem to enjoy them." "What kinds of things?" I said, "Have you seen the Marvel movies, the superheroes?" She goes, "I don't know what those are either." This is not someone from a far off land. I looked at her, I said, "Where are you from?" She goes, "Vermont." I'm like, "All right, well, you've heard Marvel. I hear the word a lot, people say it. It seems very popular." "Yes, mildly popular, it's a thing people like. I work on some of those." She's like, "Oh, that's very nice. What are you traveling for?" And then she looks at me and her fucking eyes bug out and she goes, "Do you know who Tony Robbins is?" Like, I mean, yeah, but he's the greatest living human being in the world. "Tony Robbins changed my life." I'm like, "Oh, that's right. I travel to see Tony Robbins about 6 or 7 times a year. I volunteer for his company. He needs help to help the world." "You should go see Tony Robbins." I mean, sure, what kind of, he changes people's lives. I'm like, "Oh, fuck, I'm gonna play with this one for 3 hours." Guys, I know a lot about Tony Robbins now. I don't wanna know this much about Tony Robbins.
You met the person that Tony Robbins developed himself to brainwash.
Yeah, he made the perfect Tony Robbins
body. The person that had like an entire cultural epoch just passed over her head.
Yeah, so that she could just comic books.
That's an interesting concept.
Holy shit, it was fucking wild. And we finished the conversation and I was just like, "Whoa, I'm just gonna go on my tablet there, I'm just gonna read, I'm not gonna look at her, I'm not gonna engage anymore for the rest of this flight." And then it dawned on, I had one of those revelatory moments, like stuff in the paper or thing. I go, "That's what people think comic fans are." Shit! Fucking nerds are like that! Why do we do this? No. We're obsessed, but she's obsessed. We're all crazy. We're all fucking crazy. But I'm scared of Tony Robbins. Nah, I don't think I want to do that.
That would have been like the flight attendant button.
Yep. I need to get away from the person who loves the greatest living human on earth. So we said human on earth. I was just like, "And you're not one of us?" So fucking weird. So
he's
strange.
Still out of a pod.
Yes. Coming at me. We should probably tell something heartwarming. We've been riding the hard pretty